listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to tell you about some people who gambled on God. Reading to you from Philippians chapter 2, verse 30, which reads this: "Because for the work of Christ he came close to death, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking in your service toward me." The Christians in the ancient city of Philippi had a close relationship with the Apostle Paul. They even sent a special messenger to Paul, a man who carried encouragement and support from the Philippian church to Paul when he was still in prison. This messenger, named Epaphroditus, became sick while he was on his mission to visit and help Paul. Epaphroditus's noble heart was evident because he put the work of Jesus first and his personal safety and concern second. He was willing to do something extreme for God. Paul even wrote that Epaphroditus didn't regard his own life. But when he wrote that, he used a particular turn of phrase that's worthy of our notice. In the original language, the phrase "not regarding his life" was used in Paul's day as a gambler's phrase. It meant to risk everything on the roll of the dice. Now, can you picture a gambler ready to roll the dice, having wagered everything he had on the outcome? That's a gambler who is considered all in. In using this phrase, Paul meant that for the sake of Jesus Christ, Epaphroditus was willing to gamble everything. He was not regarding his life. So here's a question for us. What are we willing to risk for Jesus? People today will take big risks for fame, fortune, or just for an adrenaline rush. We see this and have to ask ourselves, are we willing to risk anything for God? Perhaps this is an excellent way to find out just what or who our God is. Our God is whatever we will take the biggest risk for. With that in mind, who is your God? What will you take a risk for? In the days of the early church, there was an association of men and women who called themselves the gamblers. It was a term taken from this same Greek word used in Philippians chapter 2, verse 30. Their goal was to visit prisoners and the sick, especially those who were ill with dangerous and infectious diseases. Often, when a plague struck a city, the heathen threw the dead bodies into the streets and they fled in terror. But the gamblers, these Christians who risked everything for Jesus, they buried the dead, and they helped the sick the best they could, and they risked their lives to show the love of Jesus. Now, when a gambler takes a risk, there's always a probability that he will lose. The odds are always in favor of the house. But when we are God's gamblers, as Epaphroditus was, we can never lose. What is God calling you to do that seems risky? For some of us, obedience in a particular area seems too dangerous. It seems to be too big of a gamble. But the only sure way to win is to put your wager on God and to risk it all. Today, I hope you understand and live out the truth that we can never lose when we bet on God.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.